The miniature electronic lock with one-wire systems described below, unlike hundreds of similar projects, has a specific feature. It works not only with Dallas DS1990 or RW1990 systems, but basically with any system with a one-wire interface having its own unique ROM address. Apart from the DS1990/RW1990 chips, I had several DS2405 chips in my drawer, and I had no idea what I could use them for. Similarly with used, worn-out DS18B20 systems, which for some reason did not measure the temperature correctly. The common feature of these chips is the interface and their own address, consisting of the family code, serial number, and CRC. And that's how the idea for the unusual one-wire lock was born. The presented lock is not some innovative electronic design. At tiny 13 gold pins as a 6-pin CANDA programming socket, a chip reader, 4-pin version, a miniature 5-volt relay switching on the bolt, electric strike or electromagnetic lock, whatever you call it, and an LED diode. The system is powered directly from the 5-volt/1.5-amp power supply. Because the model uses an electric strike with a 5-volt coil, the diode eliminating overvoltages is connected directly to its coil, not on the board. The dashed line in the diagram shows the connection of the NO contact to +5 volts and the COM contact of the relay to pin 1 of the CON 2 socket for connecting the electric strike coil. If a 12-volt or other coil is used, cut the connections marked with an X on the printed circuit board and use the clean relay contact available on the NO and COM connector terminals. If the system and coil are powered by 5 volts, it is worth increasing the capacity of C2. The program was written in Arduino for AtTiny 13 using the MicroCore library, which must be installed. Library description available at Arduino settings in the attachment. If I'm not mistaken, the factory new AtTiny 13 has clock division by 8, CKDIV8, enabled. So it should be disabled because the program should be compiled for a 9.6 MHz clock. The remaining fuse bits can be left unchanged. In the sketch in place, byte table serial numbers, ... equals this. Please enter your own serial numbers of one-wire systems. For this purpose, an additional simple sketch was created, reading these numbers in the Arduino terminal. The data pin of the read system should be connected to pin 2 of Arduino. And in place, int num serial numbers equals 4. Enter the number of entered numbers so that the number matches the number given in the table above. There can be 1, but no more than 4. This may not be an elegant solution. The system does not learn how to save key numbers, but it simplifies the program, especially if the author is not an advanced programmer. Smile. Pin 3 of Arduino determines the time of switching on the relay, and thus the electric strike. If pin 3 is not shorted to ground, this time is 3 seconds. When this pin is shorted to ground, points P1 and P2 connected, the switch on time will be 1 second. In this way, you can control the bolt, which is triggered by an impulse, just like in the video. Of course, these times can be changed according to your own preferences. The reader's LED lights up for the duration of relay operation, and an additional LED on the printed circuit board flashes in standby mode. You can omit the LED on the PCB and the R6 resistor, and use the reader's LED and connect points P3 and P4. Then the reader's diode will flash in standby mode, which will make it easier to approach the tablet when it is, e.g., dark. In addition to the chip reader, it was necessary to come up with a socket/plug for other one-wire systems. And here, a magnetic cable for charging the phone came to the rescue. Or rather, it provided the plug and socket. One-wire systems can be powered parasitically via the data line, i.e., using 2 wires. Just connect the VDD and ground pins connected together to ground. For DS2405, it's PIO and ground. And the data, DQ, pin is the data line. Since there is usually an LED in such a plug that takes energy to power the one-wire system, it was necessary to connect the plug the other way around, data line on the housing, so that the plug's LED, whoa.